Welcome to Awakening, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heather Christian Strang, but you can call me Dr. Christian, Dr. HK, Dr. K, you choose. And today we are going to talk about something that is super close to my heart. We're going to be talking about how it's all psychology. Everything you're working with right now, psychology, but not in the way that you think. All right, let's get into it, shall we? So everything that's happening in your life, everything that you're experiencing is all being filtered through your psychology. Now, the trick here is that you've been programmed to believe that your psychology is directly tied to your brain chemistry and to the thoughts that you think and that you are the thinker. So this narrow viewpoint on what psychology is actually keeping you trapped. It's keeping you blocked out from what's true so that you can become a master of your psychology when you recognize what psychology really is. And it's not your brain chemistry and it's not thoughts that you're thinking. All right, are you ready to know more? Have I set the stage appropriately for you? So your psychology is so much more than what Western psychology has studied and labeled and diagnosed, which is actually cursing. And it's so much more. Your psychology is so much more. It is linked to your ancestral lineage and what you're here to evolve forward for your family lineage. It's linked to the previous incarnations that you have lived and been in a body that are affecting you now. It is linked to the food that you're eating, the toxicity of that food, which we know now, glyphosate or otherwise known as Roundup, has been sprayed on all the lands and all the crops, and it's now leaked into the water supply, the soil, et cetera, et cetera. Your psychology is linked to what you put into your body. It's linked to the media that you watch. It's linked to your ancestral lineage. It is linked to the previous incarnations that you've lived, even if they haven't been on Earth before. Welcome to metaphysical psychology. This is why I was guided to complete my doctorate in metaphysical psychology, because psychology is what this whole game is about. And by game, I mean you being here on Earth in this advanced technology body that has been subtly and not so subtly poisoned for a very long time. And your job, your invitation at this time in consciousness, is to become a master of your psychology so that you can liberate yourself from the constraints of the artificial matrix. And when you liberate yourself, you might continue to live on the earth forevermore, eternally, or you may go to other planes of consciousness. But one thing is for sure, you will have a more fulfilling, satisfying experience while you're in a body at this time in consciousness. So what happens after you complete your journey with this body is really up to you and your spiritual team. But when you liberate yourself while in a body, you walk the path that Yeshua, that Mary Magdalene, that Buddha, that many other Mother Mary, that many other great masters have walked. And that is the invitation for you, especially if you're here listening to this podcast or watching this video. That is most certainly the invitation for you, is to become your divine human self in form, what the Greeks called anthropos, to become who you really are while in your physical form, which, by the way, is not what most humans are doing at this time. So the way that you have been controlled throughout your life is through your psychology. The way that the artificial matrix controls the masses is through psychology. That's everything that's happening, is psychological operations, psychological warfare. That's actually how you're being controlled. And it's through the food that you're putting in your body, the media that you're watching, your disconnection from your family lineage and your understanding of what you're here to evolve forward for your family lineage, your lack of awareness of your previous incarnations. So when you don't have that information, or you're being poisoned, and so you're not able to access that information, your psychology is off track. And then what happens when your psychology is off track? You make really bad decisions. You get into relationships with people who don't serve you. You engage in work that's just for the money or for the recognition or for the whatever. you're completely out of alignment and you're not able to fulfill your mission here on earth. That's why this is all a psychology game, because everything comes down to you being a master of your psychology or not. And if you're not a master of your psychology, you will not fulfill your mission here on earth, and you will stay stuck in the artificial matrix, samsara on repeat. Now, because the earth has a desire to experience something more, word on the street is she's not letting folks reincarnate here if they're in a lower frequency of consciousness. So if that's the case, you're going to another plane of consciousness that's a lower plane of consciousness. But we can talk about that some other day if you'd like. My main intention here for you that I most want you to recognize and to understand is that this is all about psychology, and you becoming a master of your psychology determines whether you live your most satisfying, fulfilling life experience or you don't. That's the bottom line. And your psychology is not linked to your brain chemistry and to the thoughts that you're thinking. A lot of the thoughts that you think you're thinking are not your thoughts. 80%, hear this, 80% of what you think is yours is not yours. You've taken it on from your family. You've taken it on from your ancestral lineage. You've taken it on from other incarnations. You've taken it on from the media. You've taken it on from your partner. You've taken it on from the people around you. You've taken it on from the artificial matrix. And how do you become available to the artificial matrix? Well, you drink alcohol, you do drugs, you eat their toxic food, you get numbed out, you open up your consciousness to that through watching horror movies or pornography or whatever it might be. Forget about it. It's not your thoughts. It's not even your process. It is something else that is moving through you. So you have got to liberate yourself from that. And to liberate yourself from that, you've got to change. You've got to make a change on what you're eating, what you're putting. And I don't mean, I'm not asking you to go gluten-free. Okay. I mean, organic only. I mean, organic superfoods with the consciousness of source. I mean, growing your own food. I mean, getting serious about this, getting really, really serious about what's happening and the invitation that is here for you. Now, sure, you can continue in apathy or continue in the same patterns you've been in, but we're not just playing the game of what's happening here in this incarnation. We're playing the game of what's to come, because what you do here sets you up for what's to come. So give yourself and your family lineage, right? So you're affecting your children, their children on down the line with how you show up now. If that's not a good enough reason to become the highest version of yourself, the best version of yourself, I can say that better, become the true version of yourself, then what other reason is there? Your children, their children, your nieces and nephews, the children that you're here to support that maybe you didn't even give birth to, but they are motherless children and they need you. If that is not a good enough reason to become a master of your psychology, I don't know what else it could be. If it's not inspiring to you to do it for yourself, then do it for the generations to come and for the generations that have already come. Because this advanced technology body that you're in, you can heal for not only the generations to come, but seven or more generations back. So as you can tell, I feel very passionate about this. I have written an entire dissertation about this. Metaphysical psychology is the psychology. It is the way of the future. I'm a doctor, but I am a golden age doctor. This is a metaphysical experience that you are having here on earth. And if you do not treat it as such, you miss the benefit, the fulfillment, the satisfaction, the abundance, the love, the blessings, the creativity. And I don't want that for you. I want you to have the whole experience. That's why you're listening to this. That's why you were drawn to this podcast or this video, is because you have an innate desire to be who you really are in form. You want to be the full you in this form. You want to be the full metaphysician that you came here to be, which means becoming masterful with this advanced technology. Your brain chemistry comes from, the food you eat, the thoughts you're taking in, the media you're watching, the relationships you're having, who you're having sex with. That's a whole other video we can talk about. You know, all the things directly affect your psychology, your brain chemistry. How do you show up in the world? What is motivating you and inspiring you to make the decisions that you make? What's inspiring you to ask the questions that you're asking? All of that is your psychology. Okay. So I've got more for you. If you're feeling the yesness of this, if you can feel like, absolutely, I get this at a whole new level. My psychology is not what the Western medicine and the Western model, which is the artificial matrix. Please be aware that is the artificial matrix. That is not what it's about, right? When we only look at the physical, we are just getting just a scant bit of information. When we go to the metaphysical, when we look at the ancestral piece, when we look at the past and past incarnational experiences, when we look at what are you putting into your body, what are you putting on your body, who are you having sex with, who are you having relationships with, are you what kind of media are you taking in? All of that determines your decision making. Are you drinking alcohol, drugs? What that opens you up to other energetic attachments. Pornography opens you up to other energetic attachments. Codependent relationships opens you up to energetic attachments. The food that you eat, poisoned food, opens you up to energetic attachments, which reminds me, I have to tell you about when I worked for McDonald's. Okay, that's going to be a separate, we'll make that a separate piece, but I want to tell you about this. Okay, so the food is not food, it's poison. That's the deal. And so you're looking for what you put in your body has the consciousness of source. Now, how do you get that consciousness? Well, you can grow your own food. You can follow a protocol that is outlined in the Anastasia book and book one of the Anastasia series. So check that out. You can follow that protocol. You can make, now you're going to have to protect your food from the shit being sprayed in the air, right? But if you could protect the food, you utilize your saliva to merge with the seed, you grow your own food, then you can ground down your own green powders. You can make all your own foods. That's going to give you, you pray over the plants, you bless them. That's going to give you the consciousness. Now you might not have the time or the ability or the skills to grow all your own food and do this. If that's the case, we have a solution for you. The divine has given you a solution. In November of 2020, I was brought into union with organic superfoods that were formed and are created from a connected to source consciousness, because consciousness is everything. So you can get superfoods from wherever. You could, you know, think you're buying the healthiest food, but who's making it? Who's growing it? What's the intention around it? How is the food being cared for that will all directly affect your body temple? So the reason the food is poisoned with the Roundup and the glyphosate, Roundup glyphosate, same. The reason it's being poisoned is because that disrupts your endocrine system. What happens when your endocrine system is disrupted? You can't connect to source. You're too numb. You can't connect to source. You don't have the ability to connect to source. So that's why the food is poisoned. That's why the water is poisoned. Now, yes, does this cause disease in the body depending on your consciousness, your wounds? Absolutely. But the number one reason, because the artificial matrix is, they're no dummies, right? It's not a dummy situation here. The number one reason is to keep you disconnected from who you really are. And when you're disconnected from who you really are, you just keep incarnating in the artificial matrix and you just keep being a source of energy for that to feed off of. Again, I could go deeper into that, but we're going to keep it real clean and clear and simple for you. Okay. So join me. If you're feeling the yes, and it is not yet June 1st, join me for a 30-day nourishment experience. We are going to cleanse your body of the Roundup that is in your system. We are going to saturate your cells with the highest consciousness next to if you grew it yourself and did exactly what I talked about. We're going to give you the access to and saturation of the highest source consciousness superfoods. Which, what does that allow, right? When you cleanse the poison out, what starts to happen? oh, your endocrines aren't disrupted, your hormones aren't disrupted. So not only do you not have dis-ease in your body, you're able to connect with source, your intuition, your superpowers. All of that grows. You're returning to the light of who you really are. Your light body becomes more activated, right? You'll look at your skin and you'll see like crystalline, right? This is part of the process over time as you clear yourself of the poison in all the ways, but we're talking about the food way right now. So join me June 1st for a 30-day nourishment experience. I'll have links below for you. You can also go to metaphysicalmenu.com, click on recipes and recommends, and I've got up-level your light body and up-level your body. And there's a whole post there that'll give you more details. I also have it linked below for you. So we want to invite you to go on the journey of becoming what the Greeks called anthropos, to become the divine human in form. And to do that, you must address your psychology. You must address your psychology from a metaphysical vantage point. And when you do that, you're not only going to live your mission fully and live the most satisfying, fulfilling, joyful, abundant, love-filled experience that you can have, but you will also be setting yourself up for the next incarnation, the next step. So we're not living for the future, but we are aware that what we do now is going to set us up for where we go next and what happens next. Just like what you do today and how you take care of your body today determines how you live in the next days and weeks to come. Same, same. How you care for yourself in this incarnation determines where you go in the next incarnation. So join me if you feel the call. June 1st for our nourishment experience. Get all the details below. Really, really simple to join us. And it's a great first step at addressing your psychology at a deeper level. Because when you are not poisoned and when you are not toxified, your endocrines are not disrupted. So yes, like I mentioned, you're going to have less issues with your physical body. You're also going to be clear emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, which matters, which is incredibly important. And then that sets the stage for you to be able to make good decisions in your life, to choose to partner with those that you can truly have grounded, peaceful, sacred relating with. It allows you to choose to give your gifts in a way that will be the most abundant and have the most impact that they're meant to have. It will allow you to be guided to your specific love territory, to create your love portal, to create the next golden age in your life currently now. None of that is possible when you are not consistently cleansing the body of the poisoning and consistently saturating the body with the highest frequency of consciousness that you can place into it. Now, if you're really feeling this at the next level and you know the truth, the divine truth that is here for you, then you may want to consider joining me and becoming a sacred spirituality guide and receiving the metaphysical psychology technology that will allow you to heal yourself and to heal others, to pass on this healing at all the levels I mentioned here today. So if you are feeling the full yesness and you want this to be part of you giving your gifts in your own metaphysical psychology practice, if you feel called to start your own telehealth practice using the principles of metaphysical psychology to support the healing of yourself and of those that you serve, then you may want to join me for my Sacred Spirituality Guide Certification. We have our 2022 cohort in full operation right now, but we will be enrolling for 2023 this fall. So you can message me below to get on that wait list and I can send you more details when the time is right. I want you to take a nice deep breath here and really tune into what you're most taking from this podcast episode today. Are you clear in your understanding that everything is psychology? That's how you've been controlled, is through your psychology. And do you understand that your mission is to become a master of your psychology? And are you clear about some of the steps that you can take now to become a master of your psychology? Really tune in to at least one takeaway that you're taking from this episode, because I don't want this to just be another podcast that you listen to or another video you watched. I want this to be, when I heard those words, when I received that transmission from the light, I knew this is the next step for me. This is my next step to being the divine human in form. This is the next step to fulfilling my mission, not only in this incarnation, but in setting myself up for the most incredible incarnation to come. All right. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Awakening, the podcast. And I am your host, your facilitator, your guide, Dr. Heather Christian Strang. Be well. Share this with all those you feel will most resonate with it. Like, comment, you know the drill. Do the things. Let's tell the universe, yes, I want more of these conversations happening. I want to know more about this. I want to go deeper here. And that's how you tell the universe that you want more of this. Like, comment, share, hit me up. Let's talk. All right. So much love to you, beautiful being of the light. I look forward to all the ways that we connect in the days and weeks to come.